Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Constitutional Court upholds President Robert Mugabe's re-election in the July 31st national elections, paving way for his inauguration Thursday.
By making a declaration that the election was free and fair and credible, that puts paid to the election petitions that are appearing before another court. And we find this very, very unfortunate.
The United States rejects calls by SADC to lift the so-called targeted sanctions against President Robert Mugabe and members of his inner circle.
The United States stands by our assessment that these elections, while relatively peaceful, did not represent a credible expression of the will of the Zimbabwean people due to serious flaws throughout the electoral process as highlighted by the regional and domestic monitors.
And High Court Judge Justice Chinemburu Bono recommends that lawyers representing Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai in a court case he dismissed today be arrested for contempt of court.
The Constitutional Court today upheld President Robert Mugabe's re-election in the July 31 national elections, paving the way for his inauguration Thursday. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Delivering the judgment of the Constitutional Court in a presidential poll petition filed by MDC founding President Morgan Tsvangirai, Chief Justice Godfrey Chijikausiku said the July 31 national elections were caught free, fair and credible. The Chief Justice said the poll outcome reflected the true will of the people of Zimbabwe, although the MDCT and the international community maintained the elections were fundamentally flawed. Chijikausiku said the nine-member bench would deliver its full judgment on a date yet to be advised. President Mugabe's attorney, Terence Hussein, welcomed the court's decision.
Well, we're quite happy because it has brought stability, it has brought certainty. We can now all move on. I think we now know who our president is for the next 5 years.
But MDCT spokesperson Douglas Monzora said his party is not happy with the manner in which this case was handled by the courts.
In 2008, President Mugabe ran a one-man race and was declared president. In 2013, he has run a one-man petition and has won the petition. We had withdrawn this application. We have absolutely no interest in it. What is of concern to us is that the Constitutional Court, probably without realizing it, have made a decision which appears to affect all the other petitions, the other 95 petitions that have been filed in the Electoral Court. By making a declaration that the election was free and fair and credible, that puts paid to the election petitions that are appearing before another court. And we find this very, very unfortunate.
Monzora said the outcome of the court case was predetermined because the president had already announced the date of his inauguration before the Constitutional Court made its findings known.
President Mugabe at Heroes Acre, in the presence of the Chief Justice, said that the election will not be overturned. Secondly, he announces the date of the inauguration before the Constitutional Court has made its judgment. This confirms our fears that we would not get justice in this case.
So why did you come here?
We came here out of the respect for the institution. As you may know, during the constitution-making process, we worked hard so that Zimbabwe would have a Constitutional Court. And we were called to come here against our wish.
However, Hussein said the state was expected to make preparations for the inauguration of the president-elect regardless of the court challenge. Chief Justice Chijikausiku, who said the decision of the constitutional bench was unanimous, ordered Mr. Tsvangirai to pay the costs of the lawsuit. Heavily armed anti-riot police milled around the court as the bench delivered its ruling. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.